Welcome back. Let's see what we have for this episode. Here's the drill. What you live with, you learn. What you learn, you practice. What you practice, you do. And what you do has consequences. I knew a man who was mean, who might perhaps not have such been. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller poet. I watched a little girl recently playing joyfully on the park swings. Fly, little girl, I thought, and hold on to that joyous feeling. Take it forward forever to guard against your future, because I know the terrors headed her way. Like the situation of a young woman in our neighborhood. Eventually, she just gives in, gets it over with. There is safety after it's over, an uneasy calm before the next storm. Does it really say yes? Growing up in a house of wrongful secrets doesn't figure that no is an option. So she gets used by guys in the neighborhood, sometimes several at a time. She is the consequence. Those neighborhood guys lived, learned, practiced, and did mean. Do unto others as was done unto you, all the while looking over their psychological shoulders, checking their manhood in the mirror of other guys looking over their shoulders, in a house filled with mirrors of mean. Checking out that manhood. It's the preoccupation of men who do mean. Mean comes from ridicule, shame, threats, episodes of humiliation so intense, so embarrassing, that they trigger intense denial. The wrongful experience is so painful that it becomes redefined as righteous. Machismo becomes a substitute for manly. Mean comes from emasculation, and it becomes ingrained into society, a dominant narrative. Just trying to make a man out of him. Takes a mean man to survive in a mean world. Don't get mad, get even. Suck it up, buttercup. Survival of the fittest. Even when the emasculation is admitted, the most common solution is more mean. You get castrated young and spend the rest of your life trying to find your balls. Mean feeds mean. Being bullied creates a desire to bully. The abused become abusers. Some say that's the natural, inevitable state of humankind. A cycle. Rinse and repeat. Explanation or excuse. But not all men do mean. Some men follow an alternate narrative, that manliness is about the strength to stand up to mean. A real man confronts fear, doesn't let it control him, fights the bullies, not joins them. Will men save that little girl from those terrors to come? Treat her like a person about whom someone cared? I hope so. It depends, though, on men breaking the cycle, no longer supporting, condoning, and excusing mean, redefining what it means to be a man. Learn, practice, and do better. Okay, so, such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. And hey, if you can't find the transcripts for these episodes on your podcast platform, just head to kevinallenmcgill.com and click on the podcast transcript category or scroll down through the posts. Thank you for listening. Let's get together again to explore more what it is.